Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Additive Solutions, Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Bright sunny morning here on Main Street. Right across from Bullany Plaza, right here, 107.5 FM. A lot of stuff in the news. Olympic stuff going on. We've got SEC talk. It just keeps on giving with the whole Texas-Oklahoma realignment situation. But we've got major drama going on with the commissioner of the Big 12 and what's going on him and ESPN. We've got Aaron Rodgers news, Michael Thomas news, Dak Prescott news, Dabo Swinney news. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to start with the Olympics.
Yes.
That's kind of the topic of the day. Let's start out. Medal count. U.S. is widening the medal count. 37 medals to its nearest competitor, China, with 29, Japan with 24. Although we do lag behind in the gold medal count in third, with Japan leading that at 15. China 14 and the United States 13.
Yeah, once you get into track and field, you're going to see that change.
Yeah, typically. Last night, the first ever men's 800 meter freestyle, which has been added. And of course, the freestyle, I forget who I was discussing this with the other day. The freestyle is taken for granted that it's the American crawl. The freestyle is basically any stroke that you want to swim.
Pretty much.
But the fastest stroke that has been invented to this date is the front crawl. We call it the American crawl. It's, I think, across the world, it's called the front crawl.
Oh, Australian crawl.
Australia, correct. I've heard it referred to as that as well. Well, Bobby Fink, okay, this guy with about a lap and a half left. So, of course, you're looking at a 50-meter pool. So, I'm saying he's got 75 meters left. And this is somewhat of a middle distance race, so you can't overcome some time. But he is in fourth, fifth place with 75 meters left. He's in fourth place with 55 meters left. And comes out of the turn in fourth place and just smokes everybody in the last 50 meters. I mean, it was impressive.
That's
swimming. Comes out and wins the gold medal. Just really fun to watch an American come from behind. Caleb Dressel, if he was from Louisville, he'd be Dressel.
That's right. Unbelievable.
But he's a Dressel.
That's right.
Wins the 100-meter freestyle, which is the, you know, it's basically the sprint race.
Yeah.
Is there a 50-meter freestyle? I don't think there's a 50-meter.
Oh, man, you got me now.
I don't think so.
But 47 seconds for 100 meters in swimming, that's impressive. Yeah. That's Olympic record,
I think. He wins by 0.06 seconds. I'm talking about he won by a fingertip.
Yeah.
Over his nearest competitor. And it's so much in swimming, it gets almost, I don't want to use the word happenstance, but I guess I am using it. It's all about where you finish in that last stroke and where your finger's going to touch.
That's right.
Because you can be beating a guy. Your head is ahead of the other dude or the other female. But you're just not quite in the right stroke. To where should you and look, man, I don't want to compare this at all, but I did some competitive swimming when I was a youngster. When I was at Iberia Country Club, we had a little swim team. And yeah, it's do you try for that extra – do you have room for the extra stroke or do you just lean it out with your fingers? And sometimes it – even though you've basically beaten the person in the race, it's all about how you time up that finishing stroke. More news, Sam Kendricks. It looks like Mondo Duplantis, who, you know, is an American, unfortunately. You look at Mondo, although I'll be rooting hard for him. He's a Lafayette, Louisiana product. He will be jumping in the pole vault for Sweden. Mondo's mother, Mondo has dual citizenship. His father, of course, is Greg Duplantis, Lafayette High product. But his mother is from Sweden. She's a former athlete from Sweden, and so he has dual citizenship. from what I was told, this is not firsthand information. I do know this for a fact. European track athletes are much more adored and much better paid than American track athletes. American track athletes are noticed every 4 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
European track athletes are noticed year-round. They're more like football players and basketball players. So I do believe that Mondo was allowed more to monetize his fame as a Swedish jumper than an American jumper, which I can't blame the kid.
Yes.
But one of his main competitors from the United States, Sam Kendricks, has been ruled out due to COVID.
Yes. And there is a 50-meter.
Yeah, yeah. Just one lap. Just a big sprint. Yeah,
pretty much.
I remember the Americans, the American males had a guy, because it is an event. Swimming is normally dominated by the early 20-year-old set.
Yeah, late teens.
Yeah, late teens, early 20s.
For women.
Yeah. But I do remember that 50-meter, some of the older guys, they concentrate on that 50-meter. You don't have to have that endurance that the youngsters have.
And swimming is endurance. It's the best exercise you can do, I think.
I agree. Working more muscles.
That's right.
Yeah. I do my pool in 9 strokes.
Really?
Yeah, I count it. 1, 2, 3, talking right, left being 2.
Oh, okay. And you breathe on your first?
I don't breathe. No, it's 9 strokes.
I understand.
So I just don't breathe. But I wish, be nice. You don't have enough property to have an Olympic-sized pool. But I wish the pool at, like, Iberia Country Club, that was really nice to swim laps.
Yeah, it was probably about.
It was a 25-yard pool.
I was going to say 30. Okay.
Yeah, it was a 25-yard pool, 75-foot pool.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was always.
Could you dive from the diving board and sail under the water and touch the other end?
Oh, I could dive in from the side and swim to the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, right. that was always something that we had to do.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, that was a rite of passage.
That is correct.
So my next subject, that might take us into the next segment, because a lot to talk about. So the Texas A&M Board of Regents. Not that their vote is the vote that matters. It's actually the vote of the president.
That's correct.
The chancellor, however you want to call it.
Who runs the school.
Yeah. The dude who runs the school.
That's right.
But evidently, he in Texas, they want the blessing of the Board of Regents. So the A&M Board of Regents voted almost unanimously, 1 dissent, I think, okay. In a group of 9, vote 8-1 to allow Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes.
Into the SEC. Nonetheless, and I don't know if this is going to really play a part in future recruiting or whatever. It'll probably die down. But right now, A&M's brand has been hurt. It has been tarnished with the whining. And I was showing Jeff a meme. That's what you call it, right? A meme?
Yeah, that'll work.
It's actually... It's a clip, if you can find it, from the movie American Hustle with Bradley Cooper, okay, where he's coming into this, I don't know, boardroom, and he's high-fiving everybody, and they've got him as the Texas guy, and all these guys he's high-fiving. It's the LSU guy. You got the Oklahoma guy sitting there behind the desk with his feet up with a drink, and then you got the A&M guy in the corner like, oh no, what's going on here? And Bradley Cooper ends up mocking the A&M guy, and it's hilarious. I sent it to a couple of people, and you know, I'm not one of those guys that forwards texts or emails unless it's a gut buster.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it out to a few people, and guys got some great response. But their brand is hurt. Now, I still go back. I love what Jimbo Fisher said.
Yeah.
When he said, hey, Texas, there ain't no Iowa, you know, Kansas States and blah, blah, blah. To me, that was a little smack talking. I didn't have a problem with that. It's been the hierarchy of A&M that's just been really sour, and you know, it's and again, like people have said, has A&M ever won a national championship in the modern era? I don't believe so.
Oh, the modern
era.
What'd you call that after World War II?
Yes. Actually, I'm talking since 1960.
Well, in 39. Yeah, no, okay.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
But they won one.
Yeah, okay. All right.
They had a big fullback. I'm trying to remember his name.
It's like Aggies have a sense of entitlement. They just think they're better than they are. Don't get me wrong. Look, they should have been in the Final Four last year.
It could have.
You go one loss in the SEC, you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in the Final Four.
Well, true.
You're supposed to be in the College Football Playoff. I'm sorry. Should have been in there ahead of Notre Dame.
But, you know, back in the, post, like you say, from 60s, A&M came to Baton Rouge every year for 10 straight years. Yeah, from, I want to say it was like 60, maybe 62 to 71 or 2. They came because they didn't have people in the stands. They needed the money.
Yeah.
And LSU was throwing them a couple hundred thousand to come
to Baton
Rouge.
And look, it wasn't like LSU was a juggernaut back then.
No, but they beat the people they were supposed to.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what Charlie Mack did. Charlie Mack typically, he couldn't beat Alabama.
No, that's,
Charlie Mack just couldn't beat Alabama.
Who could?
Yeah. You're right, though. Charlie Mack did do a great job of beating the people he was supposed to beat. To add a little spiciness.
All right.
To all this, Bill Bowlesby. Yes, Bowlesby.
That's the commissioner.
B-O-W-L-S-B-Y. The commissioner.
Of the Big 12.
Of the Big 12.
Yeah.
Blast ESPN. For you, okay, I'm going to use this word. You can't use this word lightly. This is one of the most overused words in the English language these days. Conspiring.
Yeah.
Okay, conspiring. Bill Bowlesby blasts ESPN for conspiring to bring down the Big 12.
Yeah, unbelievable.
There has been a cease and desist letter sent to ESPN by the lawyers of the Big 12. Now, to give both sides of the story, ESPN does have major money involved in both of these conferences. The ESPN has stolen, I believe, the SEC from CBS. It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the reasons, I'm going to try to remember this. I read it. I didn't write it down. That the SEC is leaving CBS. It's because I was supposed to talk about this yesterday and I never got to it. When the SEC the SEC had a very long commitment with CBS. Well, when the SEC added Texas A&M and Arkansas, the SEC CBS in the language did not have to grant the SEC pro rata. That's an insurance term.
Yeah.
Okay, but pro rata would it be?
Yeah, either way.
Okay.
Rodeo.
Yeah. Okay, so they did not give them a pro rata monetary addition when those two came in.
That's correct.
And it ticked off Mr. Stanky.
Yeah.
Okay? It ticked him off. And that is what led the SEC to basically spurning CBS, saying you didn't want to – okay, yeah, in the technical terms, in the small print, you did not have to give us pro rata money for these guys.
That's right.
So the SEC ended up having to split their television money more ways.
That's right.
Okay? And without adding that pro rata formula. Well, ESPN is giving the SEC it. Okay, I'm not saying it's giving. Before they had any idea that Texas and Oklahoma were coming, ESPN had already written it in. If you have other teams enter, pro rata will be added.
That's right.
So whatever their worth is will be added to.
Their fair share. That's right.
Correct. So going back, so ESPN does have, they've got a major stake in all of this stuff. And you know what? We're already at break time. So you know what? We're going to go ahead. We're going to come back. We're going to let our sponsors do their thing. And we're going to come back and talk about a lot of the ripple effects. And everything that's going to go on with this relative to TV, and then some Dabo Swinney talk. We're going to keep it in the college genre for the next segment as well. So we'll be right back. 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, coming back, talking about all the ramifications and everything that's going on with the SEC / Big 12. So the Big 12 lawyers sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN. Now, I will say that ESPN does carry a big stick.
Oh, yes.
And what the problem that they have with ESPN is that ESPN was out there saying, okay, this is what the leftover Big 12 team should do.
Yeah.
which is, I'm going to say, can that be construed as malpractice? It's such a fine line. I mean, it really is. It's such a fine line of you're reporting the news, you're giving your opinion, but you have such a big stake in it. And I've used this term my entire career in coaching. And it's just not relative to coaching. 90% of reality is perception. Yeah. Perception becomes reality.
Yeah, perception can be a big player.
And people like ESPN can create perception. We know right now that what the major networks, they are creating their own reality, which another network popped up. It tried to start creating its own reality, and now we've got a bunch of news organizations all trying to create their own reality instead of just reporting reality.
That's right.
They're trying to create it. And I'm not picking a side here because it's going on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
People trying to create their own reality. So, yeah, they go ahead and throw out how certain teams should jump into the American Athletic Conference. I believe that it was suggested that possibly Baylor and West Virginia – no, Baylor jump in the American Athletic Conference along with Texas Tech.
Yes.
They suggested that OSU and TCU should be in the Pac-12, Iowa State, Kansas go into the Big Ten, Kansas State, Mountain West, which who wants to go into a Group of Five conference?
And well, you already been with the big boys. That's right. It's tough.
I mean, that's a slap in the face to your fan base, and I'm not taking anything away from the Group of Five, of course. Huge Raging Cajun fan here, Raging Cajun alum. But that's you know, or some might say, hey, let's go where we can compete better. It'll be interesting. This is the next question. You've got this huge 12-team playoff talk going on right now.
That's right.
A big part of this is conference champions of the Power Five, along with possible runner-ups, you know, who's going to be guaranteed? Well, if the Big 12 is left with hardly without Texas and Oklahoma, which it will be, if they hold together, are they still a Power Five conference?
That's a good question.
Should their team be automatically given a spot when we've got the Sun Belt down here and, you know, kicking a lot of these guys' tails?
You know, the Big 12 never did make amends after the A&M and Missouri pulled out, you know. You know, Arkansas and South Carolina left – well, Arkansas left in 92-93. A&M and Missouri left just a few years ago.
Yep.
You know, that's – and they never did make – they never did fill it
And you know
up.
What? When I said A&M and Arkansas earlier
– yes.
I stand corrected. It was A&M and Missouri that came in. Arkansas has been in the SEC for quite a while.
Since 92, 93.
Yeah, yeah. So,
there.
Yeah, I did miss – I misspoke there. So Mr. Bowlesby says the American – so ESPN came out and said – the AAC should come and poach these three Texas teams. And the attorneys are saying ESPN has been behind these moves every step of the way. Almost, not almost, but inferring that they're behind getting Texas and Oklahoma
to
AmSCRA.
That's right. Let me tell you, they have to find some defense. They stirring the pot trying to find something.
Oh, man. So – This is some I don't know what I say unprecedented, but things again. I need to change my theme music at the start to Bob Dylan. Oh, times are a changing.
That's right.
Because there's folks, and so let's just move forward. You know, Dabo Swinney telling people how much he hates realignment talk. Oh, it's just going to end up having a – we're going to end up having a 60-team super conference. Hey, Dabo, that's already there.
Yeah.
That's basically – we have a 65-team right now super conference.
Yeah, that's –
and what the Power Five is.
Yeah, with Notre Dame.
It's basically already there. We've got a 65-team super conference. Until you can prove to me that a Group of Five school has a legitimate shot, okay, which Central Florida, it's already pretty much been proven that you can have a perfect season, and you can't get in the Final Four.
That's correct.
It's been proven. So, in essence, it's already here, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But will these super conferences lead to a Power Five-only league? And I'm for it. Like I said, if the Cajuns aren't going to have a legitimate shot at winning a national championship, then let's do something where we can. Me personally, I don't think it would devalue as long as, you know, we continue to be at the top of that group of five.
That's right.
Now, the other thing is you have these elite group of five. Cincinnati. I'm going to throw Cincinnati out there. Cincinnati is, I believe, preseason top 10 in a lot of polls this year. Definitely top 20, some top 15. I guarantee you right now they're scrambling. Okay, hey, how about we come get in the big – hey, Big 12, y'all hold it together. Let's get us and maybe Tulsa. What's Tulsa in right now?
That Tulsa's in –
American Athletic?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, how about – instead of y'all coming down to us, let's go up to y'all.
And Memphis is talked about. And
look, I'm going to liken this to my golf game. I'm going to give it an – I love analogies.
Okay.
So in a typical golf game at Cane Row on a Friday, Saturday, the main bet is, let's say if we've got 15 guys, which we typically have somewhere to 12 to 15, 16 guys. So let's say if we got 15 guys, we're going to split up into three fivesomes. We're going to either pick teams or make teams. And it's going to be all against all team-wise. Everybody, we're going to play 5-5-5. Okay, so if you win the front, win the back, or win the total, you got three different bets going.
All right.
So you got the team bet. But then we're going to play individual. We're going to play a scat game. So if any one of those 15 guys wins a hole outright, everybody puts up $10 and you divvy that money when you're done. That's a scat game. Well, sometimes you need to hit a shot for the team. So let's say on a par five, if you're two buddies, let's say you're counting three balls on your team.
Okay.
And one of your buddies is in the water on a par five. Well, your brain's saying, man, I need to go for a scat and go for this green and two to try to get that eagle to win a scat on this hole, because birdie's not going to get you a scat on a par five.
Shouldn't.
Typically. Okay,
shouldn't.
Typically. But your team's in a bind. So you go ahead and lay up and try to make birdie the old-fashioned way. You play team golf. Now, you do that on number five, let's say, when you still feel like your team has a chance. So moving forward, you're on number seven, and your team made two bogeys the last hole. You're even par in team golf after six holes. You got no shot at the team. Well, now, guess what? Everybody starts playing for themselves. Every man for himself.
That's right.
Or, you know, by the same token, you got a 20-foot putt and you knock it 4 feet past and your teammates are looking at you and you're like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get a scat here. The team sucks. I'm going for scats. Well, that's what the Big 12 is about to do. I want you to understand. It's going to take some major leadership by this Bowlesby gentleman.
That's right. To hold it together.
To hold it together. Because I guarantee you right now, Texas Tech, Baylor, all of them.
TCU.
They are reaching out. Where can I find the best deal? Where can I find the best deal for my university? This is some complicated stuff we got going on. Complicated stuff. Keeping it NCAA. Did we ever use the term ripple effect? We're talking about the NIL. I think we used the term.
A little bit. Yeah, we might have mentioned it.
I used it a lot. The ripple effect. Well, you know what? Let's talk about a ripple. Ohio State, number one quarterback, rated quarterback. Walker Howard rated number five in the country.
All right.
By 24/7 Sports. Quinn Ewers, already committed to Ohio State. In the article that I read, it doesn't say how he's going to get out of his senior year of high school relative to a degree. I say a degree, a diploma.
Okay.
But right now, he is leaning towards skipping his senior year of high school.
Really?
Enrolling at Ohio State, even though he will not be eligible that year, but being able to take advantage of his name, image, and likeness.
Whoa.
Now, can he just go get his GED? But does a GED along with, let's say, a 25 ACT score get you into Ohio State?
Does he have enough credits to graduate?
Well, that's the thing. Okay, because I can't imagine he, after his junior year, he has enough credits to graduate. Now, often it happens, especially at schools on block scheduling, you will have enough credits to graduate at Christmas of your senior year. And again, I couldn't believe in this article that that wasn't covered, that it was talked about how he's considering leaving. But the only thing in my brain that I can wrap around is you can get your GED. So I'm just wondering,
yeah,
what is the GED, you know, along with a good ACT score, can that get you into a major university like Ohio State? I don't see why it should, but maybe – I don't know. I'm going to keep looking into that.
The admissions people have to – I don't know what they do.
Yeah. So – but we've got a high school senior. Wait. You're telling me I can go make money the second I step on – the second I enroll at Ohio State?
And is he 18? Interesting.
Very.
Pandora's box is open.
Oh, it is open. It is wide open. It is spewing like a volcano. Was Vesuvius – I was going to say
Mount Vesuvius.
Vesuvius,
yeah.
That is a volcano, correct?
Absolutely, in Italy.
Yeah, yes.
Blew up in 79 yes. A.D.
Olympia is the one, like, in Washington that kind of
– Mount St. Helens was
St. Helens, St. Helens, St. Yeah. Helens. There we go. All right. Reggie Bush, he wants his Heisman back. He's like, y'all are changing the rules if the rules were like that when I was playing. But you know what, Reggie? The rules weren't like that when you were playing.
That's true.
So, sorry, pal. Survey says,
That's right.
You can't get it back.
He won it, though.
Oh, there's no doubt. What an electric player.
Yeah, he really was.
What an electric player. No doubt. He was fun to watch. He was fun to watch as a Saint. A lot of Saint fans love to hate him.
Yeah.
But I thought he was good for football again. He was one of the first guys that showed you, hey, wait. If we can take this running back and line him up as a receiver and we catch that defense still in run-stopping personnel and we can get a matchup with Reggie Bush on a linebacker, it just ain't fair.
No, you're right.
It's not fair. More NCAA news. Who'd have thought that David Shaw, and this is kind of old news, this is from a few days ago, but it's still worth mentioning. Who'd have thought that David Shaw of Stanford would be the poster child for Alabama recruiting?
Right.
He is the poster. He is now the poster child for Alabama recruiting. Nick Saban will have this quote with Stanford's coach somewhere in their facility. When David Shaw was asked, hey, coach, is a seven-figure deal before a guy starts a game, has that become market value? He said, no, it's not market value. It's Alabama value. Nick Saban's reading that, and he is just chuckling.
Oh, yes.
His 71-year-old butt off.
Yeah, he's
He's like, thank you, David Shaw.
That's added value.
So Nick's talking to that recruit when he's got Arch Manning in there. Look, I'm not saying this stuff, buddy. I'm not saying. His hands flapping everywhere. This is what David Shaw's saying. So, look, I don't even have to say it. David Shaw's saying it. So, look, you want to come here, you want to make a lot of money, you want to play in the NFL, get your butt over here to Tuscaloosa. Oh, all the other SEC coaches are cringing. They're like, come on, Shaw.
Yeah.
You're not recruiting against Alabama. Because really, they aren't.
No.
I mean, when does Stanford and Alabama go toe-to-toe for a kid?
No, rarely. But Stanford, their interest requirements are so much higher. They got to.
But still, like I said, believe me, Stanford's going to allow 5 to 10 guys a year. All those, they allow a few of them. They lower those standards. Now, I'm not saying they're going to lower them to a 15 ACT.
No, they'll go 21 probably.
Yeah, they'll lower it. But. Yeah, just when he comes out and says that. I'm wondering if he just wanted to grab it out of the air, you know, kind of like that interception that a quarterback throws the second he leaves his hands. He just wants to grab it back.
My question is Nick sent him a thank you note?
Oh, man. So, a lot of stuff that this, you know, this summer is just, it's just been just a bevy of things to talk about, which normally this time of year there's not. But because of all this NIL stuff, now the realignment of the SEC, and there's a young lady. I'm not a big ESPN fan, but I need to get, you know, I'm an information junkie now. I need it. I need it to come talk on the show, so I pop it on every morning. And there's a young lady who's kind of the NCAA insider gal. And Oklahoma and Texas, they want to play in the SEC 2022.
Yeah, they want out. You're right.
That's their goal.
Yes.
Now, as Turbo and I were discussing at the break, it's going to cost them each about $80 million bucks to get out of it.
That's right.
It's all up to the attorneys now. Now, if you throw out the attorneys, they're out in 2025.
Yeah.
They can get out of their TV deal, get out of their deal, 2025, and just walk away with no money. So they've got to do the math. How much is there to gain between now and 2025 in the SEC with revenue sharing, television contracts, and all that stuff? Heck, if you can break even, it's worth it. Heck, if you can come a little bit short, it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
Just to get your brand out there in the SEC. So we'll be watching that. Now it's all up to them. They got to do all that lawyering.
Oh, yeah.
All that lawyering, as they call it. I wonder if they're going to call HMGD to get involved with that.
I just wanted the minutes.
Will Eric Hike be involved in the negotiations between Oklahoma, Texas, and getting out of the Big 12?
Yeah. I think what Eric Hike would like sunshine right now for the next 4 months.
All right. So we're going to come back. We're going to move toward the NFL. Some NFL talk. And then we're going to finish off the show with some Raging Cajun linebacker talk. When we come back right here, we're going to listen from our sponsors right now, 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, it's Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie. And on Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. And no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours are now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursday, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
NFL news. I don't think this is big news, but he's a Louisiana guy playing at a team that either you love to love or love to hate. Dak Prescott, member of what some people call America's team. Some people call America's team that you love to hate.
And you know, they got, but people don't realize they got that moniker years ago because Sears and Roebuck stated that their stores nationwide sell more cowboy shirts and hats or whatever than anybody else.
But I will say they are kind of the Notre Dame of the NFL. At least they were for a long time. Roger Staubach was such an iconic figure.
He was.
And I'll tell you, the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. That kind of set them apart, yeah.
The cheerleaders, my wife still watches every year. It's on ESPN. Yeah. They have the show about the cheerleaders that get cut. Yeah,
those girls who cry their eyes out.
I don't know why she doesn't like me watching that show with her. She gets to watch it. Why don't I get to watch it?
There's a four-letter word there. It starts with an L.
I mean, come on, man. Why can't I watch it?
Oh, well.
But honestly, I can only take about 10 minutes. Yeah, I got to walk out.
Yeah, that makes two of us. No offense, ladies.
Oh, yeah, she keeps throwing it in my face because supposedly cheerleading is going to be considered for the next Olympics.
That's what they're talking.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
Who would have thought surfing would have been in the Olympics this year?
Phil Striva, I guarantee you, was one of the proponents for surfing.
Really?
Not that Phil's a surfer, but he's into surfing music.
That's all right.
If everybody had an ocean.
That's right.
All right, so Dak has a shoulder strain. And, of course, what makes it news is he's coming off this horrific leg injury. And you just don't want to see another part of his body start going bad. But probably hadn't thrown as much in the offseason as he has in the past. And that just happens.
Yeah, Houghton, Louisiana is where he played his high school football.
Correct. Aaron Rodgers. We've kind of talked about that guy, beat it into the ground. He finally came out yesterday in a press conference and tactfully did not pull any punches. He did it very tactfully, but basically came out and said, hey, management, you've screwed up. You've caused irreparable damage. I'm going to play for this team for another year. But it reeked of, I really don't want to be here, but I want to play football.
And got his wide receiver back.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see. As long as Green Bay is winning, this man wants to win another Super Bowl. I have no doubt the desire. As long as Green Bay is doing well this year, I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers playing as hard as he's ever played. But
I'm waiting for
him. I'm going back to my golf analogy.
I agree with you.
When the team starts faltering, if the team starts faltering, you're going to see Aaron Rodgers throwing a few more balls away, not extending plays with his feet, and saying, you know what, I want to play three more years, and I'm going to find a team like Tom Brady did that's a contender, and I'm not going to hurt myself playing for an organization that has, and again, we've argued this before, yeah, he's under contract, he's just a player, but when they drafted Jordan Love, when he needed offensive help and they drafted his future replacement, when he wasn't near done.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, you can say all you want, oh, you know, he's not the boss, whatever. You can't help but have animosity after that. You can't help it. At least in my opinion, you can't.
And my bottom line is I wonder how his teammates are going to react to, you know, because he didn't go to any of the OTAs.
You know what?
You know, you wonder.
This happens so often. But honestly, how many people, Turbo, hold out even after practice starts?
Yeah, you're right.
So this is just part of the game. I don't think, especially those guys want to win, and they know they can't win a Super Bowl. They can't go to the playoffs.
Without him, yeah.
Without Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
So, yeah. He's just not a dude. He's just not another dude. He is the dude.
Yeah.
He is the dude in the Big Lebowski dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's like your opinion, man. We were breaking out the Big Lebowski quotes this weekend. Oh, yeah. Sycamore Point. We're having a good time. All right. Before we get into the Cajuns in the next break, got to go a little negative here. Michael Thomas. So Michael Thomas, I have no problem admitting, the guy really, he just rubbed me way the wrong way when he just came out and blasted Drew Brees. When Drew Brees, all he did was answer a question. Yes, I feel like I need to stand for the national anthem. It's all Drew Brees did. He answered a question. He didn't go out of his way to make a statement. He was asked a question, and he answered it. And the woke police killed him for it. And Michael Thomas, as we discussed along with Malcolm Jenkins, were the absolute most vocal that killed the guy. That just totally killed him. So, even though I'm a Saints fan, I'm not a Michael Thomas fan. To further add to my disdain for this Saints player, I had given him the benefit of the doubt. I didn't want to pile on because I didn't like the guy. When I saw that he was getting his ankle cut on in June, when we saw that he did, I'm like, you know what? Well, maybe in workouts or something, the injury became worse. No, we're finding that out now. And Sean Payton is not – I'm not saying he's not pulling any punches because he could have been a lot uglier. But Sean Payton has come out and basically said – yeah, Michael Thomas, he screwed us.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Michael Thomas, you're about to find out without Drew Brees what an average football player you are. How ironic that you're going to blast a guy when you are one of the slower receivers on your team. You can't break away from average cornerbacks. But don't get me wrong, one of the greatest route runners in the NFL and – the best hands in the NFL.
Oh, he's got some hands now.
The best hands. Oh, the best. I'm not. Look, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. But let me tell you something. If you're over there with Fitzmagic as your quarterback, okay, or you're over there, I don't care, Dak Prescott is your quarterback, or you're over there with, you know, I don't even know about Aaron Rodgers types, because Aaron Rodgers is a mover and a shaker. You know, Drew Brees and Michael Thomas was a perfect marriage. With the most accurate quarterback, in my opinion, of all time, paired up with the guy with the best hands of all time. With a great running game that, you know, that kept people in the box. So we'll find out. We'll see. Hey, Michael Thomas, let's see if you get it done without Drew Brees.
Yeah, let's see if he can catch 70 balls this year.
Yep.
And they got an extra game, too.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers, I got to go back. There's one thing I left out. They were showing a bunch of clips of Aaron Rodgers in practice. He is so unorthodox when it comes to his throwing motion, his body in relation to his throwing motion, how he doesn't necessarily square up his shoulders. there's so many cookie cutter quarterbacks coming out these days that are getting involved with these different organizations, and they're all teaching kids the exact same way to throw, the exact it's going to take away from the artistry of a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I love watching Aaron Rodgers throw a football. Okay. He's got these little quirks and these little things about him that it is all Aaron Rodgers. You could cut his head off. You know, it's like watching my Uncle Ralph's golf swing from six holes away. Wait, who is that? Just watch that back. Oh, it's Uncle Ralph. Or watching Teddy's little twirl, you know. Yeah. I mean, you can recognize that golf swing.
That's right.
Okay? I can't see him, but I know who he is. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. You cut off his head and just watch the guy run around and throw. That's Aaron Rodgers. Just thought I'd bring that up because as watching him this morning in his drills and doing the different things, he's just so different. Fun to watch.
But he's a gunslinger, too.
Oh, there ain't no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. I'd have loved it. When they were talking about the possibility of him coming to the Saints, I'm like, all right, Saints fans, get over it. Because I know everybody loved to compare Rodgers to Drew Brees. Because
they're different quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk UL linebackers. And I misspoke. I really thought that just about the whole defense was coming back for the Cajuns. But there are two new linebackers that have not started. Not new, but non-starters that will be a part of this four-man crew. They do run a 3-4 defense, so linebackers are a huge part of their 11-man crew. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that right here at www.kane1240.com or just ask Alexa, play Kane 1240.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, it's Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie. And on Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours are now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursday, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back, 107.5 FM. Stay tuned after this. We've got Lee Kay coming on with the Breakfast Club. So Cajun's linebackers, not the most experienced of the entire defensive crew, but still a very talented group. So we've got senior Chauncey Manick from Homerville, Georgia, by way of Garden City Community College, which is a haven to get players from. 31 tackles last year. 5.5 TFLs, which is tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Big boy, 6'3", 251, actually a former defensive lineman, which evidently he was a really fast defensive lineman if they can stand this guy up and he can still play. Just remember, all defensive linemen want to be linebackers. All linebackers want to be strong safeties.
Yeah. It's crazy as it sounds.
They just do. Just like all offensive linemen want to be tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
All tight ends want to be receivers or running backs. Basically, all linebackers want to be running backs as well.
Which quarterbacks want to be?
Yeah. No, they want to be the quarterback. Quarterbacks want to be the quarterback. No doubt. And it's funny because when you take a guy from quarterback and put him somewhere else, it's tough because when you're – that's just like I was a point guard all my life in basketball. And every now and then you go play in a league or play with some guys and you're not the guy bringing the ball up the floor. It kind of freaks you out. When you've been a quarterback all your life, the point guard, you know, hey, man, the ball's supposed to be in my hands.
Yep.
Lorenzo McCaskill, redshirt junior out of Detroit, Michigan, by way of Holmes Community College, another one of your Mississippi. Garden City, I believe, is in Kansas.
Yes.
Kansas and Mississippi both are very have great junior college program situation.
Texas does too. To
yeah, but there's a problem with Texas.
Yeah, I know.
You got to pass a test
yes.
to get out of Texas. That's why Texas JCs are not. And again, look, I don't want to argue the point, but that's why typically when a young man goes to a junior college, it's not because he wasn't good enough to go to a four-year school. I'm talking about football now. Baseball's different.
Yes.
They go to a junior college because their grades weren't good enough.
Yeah, deficiencies, right.
Exactly. You're
trying to prove some grades.
Exactly. So, in certain states, you have to actually graduate from that college. In others, you don't.
That's right.
You could leave at certain times. But anyway, Kansas, along with Mississippi, have very liberal rules in as far as being able to come in and get out and get back to a four-year school. They understand that's their role. Their role is a farm system, and they understand it. So McCaskill, by way of Holmes, 6 foot 223, third-team All-Sun Belt Conference, led the team with 83 tackles, 14 tackles versus Georgia Southern alone. This dude's a player. Going to be a big part of the Cajun success this year. Another big part of the Cajun success, Farid Gardner, redshirt senior out of Dayton, Ohio, by way of Coffeyville, another Kansas community college. Honorable mention, Sun Belt Conference, 6'1", 220, 74 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 7.5 tackles for loss. He is a full-time, two-year starter. All of these guys played a lot last year, but Farrod Gardner is, anytime you've got a returning two-year starter, what, the year we won the state championship at Catholic High, we had a lot of returning two-year starters. When you've got five or six returning two-year starters, those dudes, there's nothing you can put in front of them that's going to freak them out. They get it.
Yeah, the game is slowed down for them.
The least experienced is redshirt sophomore Andre Riley, 6'2", 210. The only one from Louisiana out of Plaquemine.
That's Plaquemine, the city, not the parish, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Plaquemine High School.
Okay.
17 tackles last year in one start. He's by far the most inexperienced. One of the main backups is Tyler Guidry, redshirt sophomore out of Southern Lab, 6'2", 234. Wealth of experience here because even the sophomores are redshirt sophomores, which means they're third year in the program. These are men. These aren't youngsters. So we've got a senior. We've got a redshirt junior. We've got a redshirt senior. We've got a redshirt sophomore. So we've got anywhere from 3 to 5 years experience.
That's right.
And it may be more with some of these seniors. I don't know where the COVID thing figures in. I don't know how you figure. When they say he's a redshirt senior, is that included his COVID year?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I mean, really, it's conceivable that some of these guys have been there 6 years.
That's correct.
They're almost where John Belushi was.
Yeah.
7 years of college down the drain.
That's right. Whoops, the guy. Well, Tommy Boy, he had 7 years of college, too. And that's usually put aside for doctors and lawyers.
Fat guy in a little coat. Great stuff. My favorite part, though, is that when the Carpenters are playing on the radio. You want to change it? No, not if you don't want to change it. Before you know it, they're weeping, singing, "Don't you remember? Told me you love me, baby." Oh, we're digressing. Okay, I'm going to finish off the day with, you know, my opinion on something. This is not necessarily the opinion of anybody else. This is the Brent Indest opinion. The International Olympic Committee came out. It amazes me these days. People who, how the word courageous is used. Because quite often, the word courage is used, in my opinion, when I'd use the word coward. Laurel Hubbard, New Zealander.
That's the weightlifter?
Weightlifter.
Okay.
Born a dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be lifting against females. Yes, his testosterone has to be below a certain level for X amount of time.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's how they judge it?
That's how they judge it. Your testosterone levels have to be at a certain point. Below a certain point, I should say. Somebody calls Laurel Hubbard courageous. I call Laurel Hubbard a coward. Couldn't do it against the men, so.
The guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's taking on the gals.
If anybody wants to laugh. If you want to get one of the, I think I've said it before, get the greatest laugh. I'm talking about a gut-busting laugh. Go to YouTube, search South Park, Randy, Macho Man Savage. And it's a comic satire on what Randy Macho Man Savage identifying as a woman and showing up at games and playing. It's hilarious. I showed it to my buddies this weekend at the camp. It was a hit. So anyway, I'm sorry. I don't care where you fall politically on that one. Just, you know.
Yeah, the NCAA worked so hard for Title IX for the ladies, you know, over the years to build up their sports and give them opportunities that so many men had over the previous years. And I don't know, to see a guy saying, "I can't make it with the guys, so I'm going against the guy." I don't know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. All right, so we'll finish off with that. Tomorrow, as a reminder, talked about it yesterday, I've got Chad Arsenault coming on, along with a colleague of his. I tried to get Chad to send me the name, but he's not with his phone right now, evidently. But we're going to get really deep into sports nutrition, hydration, and what your children, your grandchildren, or it could be you. If you're out there training, you know, CrossFitting or doing whatever in this type of heat.
That's right. Or even working in your yard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been doing a lot of yard work lately, and no doubt it'll kick your tail. All these heat advisories. Of course, when we're not getting as much rain, we're going to get these heat advisories. So stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be able to talk about that. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to do this show without our fine sponsors. Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbour, and a very happy birthday to Leon Menville.
Affectionately known as?
Ponce de Leon.
That is correct.
The only man to score an 18 on number two in tournament play in the history of Iberia Golf and Country Club.
It's
19. I thought he said 17, 8, so it was 19. Teddy says 19. I thought it was he turned in 17 and Barry said 18.
That's right. And still hadn't found the Fountain of Youth in Florida.
So I'm believing, and I'm going to, you know, he's a dude, so I can say his age. We're calculating that he's 74 years old.
That's right.
74 years young.
That's right.
So wishing Ponce a very happy birthday. Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford Quarter Tavern. Remember, Monday, is it Monday morning? Is that
Monday
August?
Morning, 5:20.
Monday morning, 5:20. Morgan Lulla Romero will be representing not only the United States, but New Iberia, Louisiana at the Quarter Tavern.
4:30, the doors open.
Doors open at 4:30.
There'll still be people.
Mimosas will be ready to be served.
They might have people still there.
I was about to say, do you just stay in or do you show up?
Bring your sleeping bag.
KK's Cafe, go get you some cheesecake and Gator Outdoors. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Lee K and The Breakfast Club.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia. The